How many of those groups have grown to such a size over a period of time that they could possibly have a daughter class? Now, I realize that different churches have different definitions and understandings of what the word large means. For some, and for most, it would be about 16 people. In fact, I surveyed home group pastors of some of the largest ministries in the country, and I asked them, I said, how large are your existing small groups? Most of them were above 16. But when I asked the question, how large do you wish they were? What would your ideal be if you could establish a goal? Almost all of them said 12 to 16. So here we had what we thought was best for the church and best for the kingdom, but what in fact was actually happening. So there were some needs to reinstill and maybe define with leaders what the purpose of our groups are. When I look at the world's largest churches, churches that began with only 5 or 8, 10 members, 12 members, and these are churches that have grown to 20 and 30 and 40 and 50,000 people in attendance and more. When you look at the organizational structure, it is a rare thing for any of their groups to be larger than 16. Even the Yorkville Gospel Church, when it structures its groups built around its initial core group of about 8 people and it grows to 16, when it gets to 16, it births a new group. In the Dawson-Trotman sense of the term, these groups are seen as born to reproduce. And if I were to join your church and you were to give me a group, whatever you do with any other teacher, what I would ask of you to do with me is don't give me 16 people. Give me a group that I can double, that I can birth a new group out of. For example, the smallest ratio of the world's largest churches is 1 to 5. Well, sort of. You start with 5 people, but you really have 2 leaders, a leader and an apprentice leader. So you really have 2 leaders, so you have a ratio of 1 to 2.5. And when those 5 people grow to 10, then they birth a new group. So you, at that point, have a ratio really of 1 to 5, but you start with really a ratio of 1 to 2.5. And then on the far end, say with the Presbyterian churches there in Korea, which tend to grow larger than most others, just because they were like the Yongnak Presbyterian Church was the first megachurch of Asia, and there was nobody there to really model for them in any kind of large scale what they were about to get into. So they sometimes let their groups get as large, say, as 20, 25. But even here you have 2 leaders, so you start with, say, 12 people, and that's with 2 leaders, you have a ratio of 1 to 6. And when they get full-blown and they're 24, 25...